الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 52nd session, Medina Book 2, and we have begun lesson 30 last week. I have been informed that we began lesson 30. We read the English key, and today we should be starting with the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson and doing the exercises. But before we do that, just as a quick review, in the last class we went over the English key for lesson number 30 on page 104 and 105 and 106. Huh? You have a different page numbers? Okay, I have 104, but no problem. 103, 104, lesson 30, the English key. Alright? Okay, so what this lesson is dealing with the Muthanna, right? The dual. And previously, we had not looked at the dual forms for conjugation of verbs. So that's what we want to primarily look at. The connecting the verb to the pronoun for the dual. Yani masculine and feminine dual. Second person and third person primarily. Because the first person, speaker, when there's dual, we use the plural form. So we're talking about second person and third person. The two of you or the two of them. And you're speaking to somebody, you're saying the two of you went to the masjid. Or you're speaking about someone, you're saying the two of them came from the masjid. So we're talking about primarily second person and third person. And what we mentioned last week are matters related to the madhi, past tense conjugation of the verb for dual, and the mudhari, conjugation for the dual. And we also talked about the command form, that the command form is the same for masculine and feminine dual. And we also talked about the pronouns, the different types of pronouns. The pronouns when they are in the nominative case, yani marfu'un, and when they are in the genitive case, majrur, and when they are in the accusative case, mansub. So we said that there are different types of pronouns for the dual we are talking about. Pronouns for the dual. If it's nominative, then we're talking about huma and antuma. Huma for third person and antuma for second person. If it's in the genitive case, then we have like abu huma and abu kuma. So you have huma and kuma. Yani keeping in mind that in the nominative case you have huma and antuma. In the genitive case you have huma and kuma. And in the accusative case you also have huma and kuma. Again, as I said, for the first person dual we use the plural form. Alright, so we went over all of that last week. I don't know if there's any questions about what we want to cover in the key last week. Or not. And we also mentioned, yes, we mentioned that yani the dual forms yadhhabani and tadhhabani, yani yadhhabani for second third person and tadhhabani for second person. We said that these two are added to the three that we had before, the mudari forms that end with noon, like the plural forms yadhhabuna and tadhhabuna, and the feminine singular yani anti tadhhabina. That all of those three that we had before and these two become five, and they're called al-af'al al-khamsa. And these are mudari verb forms that have noon at the end, and when that noon is there it means that it's marfu'un, and when that noon is deleted or omitted it means that it's mansub or majrur. I mean mansub or majzum. Majrur. Majzum. Naam. Alright, so all of this we covered last week. I'm saying, if there's any question about any of these matters, the mudari forms, the past tense forms, the command forms, the command form for second person, as I said, is the same, whether it's masculine or feminine. And if you're talking to two men or two women, and you're saying antuma, then the command form for them, if you're speaking to two of them, telling them to do something, it's the same form. Anyway, as we go through the lesson, inshallah, we'll see all of this, and perhaps it will create some questions in your mind that you're not thinking of right now. In the genitive case, naam, we have for the third person, huma, and for the second person, kuma. Yani, of course, the genitive case is like, for example, if the pronoun is connected to a noun in idafa, right? So the mudafan ilay will be majroor. It will be in the genitive case. So in that case, we have huma and we have kuma. They two or you two. Naam. In the nominative case, we have huma and antuma for third person and second person. And inshallah, as we go through the lesson, we'll point out some of these things so that we'll be reminded of it. Bi-idhnillah. Okay, let's look at the Arabic text on page 213. Ad-darsu al-thalathuna. Ad-darsu al-thalathuna. The 30th lesson. Page 213. The lesson begins with يقف بالباب فتيان. يقف بالباب فتيان. What does this mean? Huh? Naam, standing. From waqafa, yaqifu. Who is standing?
Two
young men.
Yeah.
Two young men are standing where?
By the door.
Yaqifu bilbabi. Yani bilbabi, at the door. Fatayan. The mudarris says, udkhula. Man antuma. What does the meaning of udkhula? Enter, that's the dual form. Enter, right? Udkhul, enter. Udkhula, dual form. Udkhula. Man antuma. Who are you two? Okay, antuma is the nominative form for the pronoun for dual. Antuma. One of them says, ahaduhuma says, nahnu talibani jadidani. We are two new students. The mudarris says, marhaban bikuma. Welcome to both of you. Min aina antuma? Where are you two from? He answers, nahnu min as-sini. We are from China. Mata wasaltuma ila al-Madina? And Munawwara. When did you two arrive to Al Madina? Mata wasaltuma. Wasalna amsi. We arrived yesterday. Wasalna. Notice that wasalna is the plural past tense form, right? Wasalna, nahnu. But they are only two, right? So this reminds us of what? That when you have a dual form for the first person, then we use the plural form. We don't have a dual form for first person. We have a dual form for second person. We have a dual form for third person. We don't have a dual form for first person, so we use the plural form. So they said, we arrived yesterday. The teacher says, أتو أماني أنتما. Yeah, are you two twins? Yeah. Tau'amani. Atau'amani. Tau'amani antuma. Naam. Wa kayfa arafta dhalika ya ustadhu. How did you know that, O teacher? The teacher says, araftu min ash-shabahi. الذي بينكما. شبه. What's شبه? Similarity, resemblance. The similarity or resemblance. He said, I know due to the resemblance. الذي بينكما, which is between the two of you. There is a resemblance, similarity between the two of you. ما أسماؤكما. Yeah, what are your two names? What are the names of you two? And again here, this reminds us, right, of another rule that we had at the end of the English explanation, that whenever we are using a plural form of a word, which normally a person only has one of them, then we're not going to use the dual form of that noun, but rather we're going to use the plural form of that noun. So we say, Asma. Asma is plural, and plural is normally used for three or more. But we're only asking about two names, right? But a person normally has a name, so here we're saying the names, plural form, of you two. What are your names? What are the names of you two? What are your names? So he says, Ismi al-Hasan wa akhi ismuhu al-Husayn. No, my name is Hasan, al-Hasan, and my brother's name is al-Husayn. The teacher says, Alakuma ikhwatun wa akhawatun. Now, do the two of you have brothers and sisters? Al-Hasan says, Naam. Lana akhawan wa ukhtan. Naam. Akhawan is the plural of what? Akhawan is the dual, I'm sorry, of akh. Naam. Akhun. Akhawan is the dual of akh. نعم لنا أخوان وأختان أما الأخوان فيعملان في مكتب خطوط جوية أما الأخوان فيعملان في مكتب خطوط جوية meaning As for the two brothers, as for the two brothers, they both are working in an airline office. An airline office. وَقَدْ دَرَسَ فِي مَهَدِ اللُّغَةِ هَذَا قَبْلَ سَنَوَاتٍ. وَقَدْ دَرَسَ. What does that mean? قَدْ يعني they have definitely, certainly emphasized, they have what? Studied. Two of them, dual, right? دَرَسَ, he studied. دَرَسَ, the two of them studied. فِي مَحَدْ اللُّغَ هَذَا. On which ha? No, it's sukoon on the ayn. Ma'had. Fi ma'ahadi al-lughati hadha. What does it mean? Naam, this Arabic institute. And they have definitely studied in this Arabic institute qabla sanawatin. Yeah, 1 year ago, sanawat. Sanawat is the plural of sana. Years ago. وَأَمَّا الْأُخْتَانِ فَتَدْرُسَانِ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الثَّانَوِيَّةِ. Yeah, as for the two sisters, our two sisters, فَتَدْرُسَانِ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الثَّانَوِيَّةِ. They are, the two of them are studying in secondary school or high school. Then they said, كانت لنا أختان أخريان ماتتا في الصغر. كانت لنا أختان أخريان. What does that mean? كانت لنا. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yeah, we had before. كانت لنا. We had, right? Like we have brothers. We had أختان أخريان. Two other. We had two other sisters. ماتتا في الصغر. The two of them died in their youth, when they were young, when they were small. يعني أخريان is the dual of أخرى. We had two other sisters that both, the two of them died. ماتتا. ماتت, she died. ماتتا, the two of them died. في الصغر. نعم. On page 214, top of the page, the Mudarris says, في أي كلية تريدان أن تدرس بعد دراسة اللغة العربية؟ في أي كلية تريدان أن تدرس بعد دراسة اللغة العربية؟ In which college the two of you want to study after the studies of the Arabic language, بعد الدراسة, يعني after studying the Arabic language, which college would you two of you like to study in? Al-Hussein says, أريد أن أدرس بكلية الشريعة. نعم, I want to study in the College of Sharia, يعني Islamic Law. College of Islamic Law. أما الحسن فيريد أن يدرس بكلية القرآن الكريم. نعم. As for Hassan, he wants to study in the College of the Noble Quran. The teacher says, وفقكم الله. وفقكم الله. وفقكم الله. Meaning? May Allah give you both success. Tawfiq. Page 214. I don't know, the page numbers might be different because, I don't know, Abdul Haq was saying he had a different page number before. In the key? In the key, okay. So 214, page 214. Second page of lesson number 30. طيب, Al-Hassan says, نريد أن نذهب إلى المراقب. Yeah, what's مراقب? يعني, yeah, sort of something like a supervisor. Something like that. Actually, the مراقب is, يعني in the school, right? The مراقب is the person who goes around checking, making sure everything is okay. Checking on the students, actually, not on the teachers. Checking attendance and stuff like that. Now, the teacher says, لا تذهب إليه الآن فإنه مشغول. Now, don't go to him right now because he is busy. لا تذهب. What is the إعراب of this تذهب? Okay, is this la nafia or la nahia? La nahia? How do we know it's la nahia and not nafia? Huh? Because of tadhaba? Yani whenever la comes before tadhaba, it's always la nahia? Yani what's the origin of this verb, tadhaba? Originally it should be what? تذهباني. So what happened to the noon? Why is it deleted? No, it's not noon in this way here. Noon in this way is the plural for women. تذهباني. حذف النون. Why is the noon deleted? Because this is لا النهية. If it was لا النافية, negation, then the noon will remain, because la nahiya does not make the mudari verb majzoom, but rather la nahiya, not nafiya. Nahiya does that. So this is how we know it's nahiya, because tadhhabani is majzoom bila nahiya, and the sign that it's majzoom is hadf and noon. La tadhhaba ilayhi al-ana fa innahu mashghula. What does this mean? Yani, don't go to him now, for he indeed, certainly, surely, truly, he is busy. يمكنكما أن تذهبا إليه بعد انتهاء الحصة. الحصة. يمكنكما. It is possible for the two of you أن تذهبا إليه بعد انتهاء الحصة. After انتهاء الحصة. What does انتهاء الحصة mean? The ending, after the ending, at the ending of this period. اذهب الآن إلى المكتبة وخذ الكتب المقررة. Now, what is the مقررة? Prescribed books. The books that have been appointed for the curriculum for the course that you are taking. Okay, so idhaba is fi'l amr, right? For the dual form. And khuda is also fi'l amr for the dual form. And remember that the dual form, the fi'l amr for the dual, is the same whether it's masculine or feminine. Same, there's no difference. Alright, so this is the dialogue, and let's try to see if we can remember anything from this dialogue. يعني تمارين. التمرين الأول أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. من الفتيان? What's the question? Who are the two boys, the two young men? Who are they? Huh? The two new students. نعم. هما طالبان جديدان. Question number two. ما أسماؤهما? طيب. What are their names, the two of them? الحسن والحسين. Number three. من أين هما? هما من الصين. كم أخا وأختا لهما? Oh, I'm sorry. نعم, I'm sorry. The question, what is the question? How many sisters and brothers do they have? نعم. What's the answer? هما? Huh? Lahuma. Lahuma. For them. The two of them have? Akhawani. Wa ukhtani. Number five. Fi ayyi kulliyatin yuridani an yadrusa. Meaning, what's the question, first of all? What is the meaning of this question? Fi ayyi kulliyatin yuridani an yadrusa. Yeah, in which college do the two of them want to study? Now. نعم الحسين هو الذي يريد أن يدرس بكلية الشريعة وأما الحسن فهو يريد أن يدرس بكلية القرآن الكريم نعم طيب next page 215 التمرين الثاني ضع في الفراغ في كل جملة مما يأتي الفعل ذهب الماضي بعد إسناده إلى الضمير المناسب. So what do we mean? What is the instruction here? ضع في الفراغ في كل جملة مما يأتي. Put in empty spaces in every sentence. ف from what is coming, from what follows. الفعل ذهب الماضي. The past tense verb ذهب بعد إسناده إلى الضمير المناسب. After connecting, نعم. After connecting it to the ضمير, the appropriate or suitable pronoun. Alright, so what we are doing here is we're looking at the conjugation of the verb ذهب. We're only going to use the verb ذهب, right? So in every space, we're going to put the verb ذهب with whatever pronoun is appropriate to put with it. What is the pronoun that's appropriate to put with it? Alright, so we're looking for what? Appropriate pronouns. Okay. Now, appropriate pronouns, huh? Of course, in this lesson we're dealing with duals, right? So we're going to pay attention to that. All right. You just get off the plane. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, yeah. Are you tired, huh? Allah yu'inak. Allah yu'inak. Now, I know you looked. You came here looking kind of tired. I said, I figured you probably just working all morning. I thought you was working on a house or something, building something. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he left earlier. Yeah, I saw him leave. Fayyib. Okay. Go ahead, Abdul Halim. نعم أين خالد وحامد؟ Where's خالد and حامد؟ We're gonna use the past tense verb only, okay? So we're gonna use ذهب and the past tense. So هما what you would say هما. We don't need to use the pronoun, but I'm just saying we're talking about third person dual. Huma, ذهب. How what's the dual for ذهب? For ذهب. 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 Singular. Huwa ذهب. Dual. ذهب with alif, right? Okay, but you don't need to use the pronoun because understood from the verb itself. They just want you to use the verb form, but it's correct. You could use the pronoun, but here they just want the verb, right? So if you use the pronoun, you would say huma, but without it, you just say ذهبَ إلى المكتبة. The two of them went to where? Library, the bookstore. Okay, number two. You ready? أين آمينة وأختها؟ Meaning? Where's Amina and her sister now? لِعِيَادَة نعم نعم لعيادة أمهما 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 نعم but look at the verb form though. What we're looking at here is the verb form. Past tense verb form dual feminine should be what? أين آمنة أختها ذهب what? Okay, the masculine هما is ذهبا and the feminine dual from ذهبت is what? ذهبتا. Okay, ذهب ذهبا ذهبت ذهب ذهبتا ذهبتا. Number 3. Okay, the verb form here should be ذهبَ أخوان. يا أخوان is second person, right? Naam. We're talking direct second person. Singular, zahabta, plural, zahabtum, dual, zahabtuma. Zahabtuma. We're talking about second person here, okay? Talking about second, zahabta, anta zahabta, antum zahabtum, antuma zahabtuma. Zahabtuma, huh? Naam, aina zahabtuma amsi ya akhawan. Number four. إلى الطبيبة يا بنتان. Okay, يا بنتان. What do we understand from that? Is this first person, second person, or third person? Huh? Second person. You're speaking directly. When you see ya, it got to be second person, right? So, what is the second person? Feminine, singular and plural. For dhahaba. Second person? Okay, plural. A dual is dhahabtuma. Naam, dhahabtuma. Good. Yani dhahabti is singular. Zahabtunna is plural and zahabtuma is dual. Naam. Zahabtuma. Aila tabibati zahabtuma ya bintan. Tayyib, exercise. Yani, in this dual, since the dual is very new to us, right? So try to get yourself focused. Always try to remember, are we talking about first person, second person, or third person? Whenever you see ya, you know that's automatically second person, right? So keep in mind, second person. If it's first person, we know for first person, there's no dual for first person. So for first person, we're always going to use what? Plural forms. The normal plural form. Okay, so the only thing we got to worry about here is second person and third person. Second person and third person. طيب. Exercise number three. ضعف الفراغي في كل جملة مما يأتي الفعل يذهب المضارع بعد إسناده إلى الضمير المناسب. So put in the empty space in each of the sentences which follow the مضارع verb يذهب بعد إسناده إلى الضمير المناسب after connecting it to the appropriate pronoun. Okay, so here all of this is مضارع, same verb, but this time the مضارع يذهب. Yadhabu. Okay? Yadhabu. So the only verb we're going to use in these spaces is yadhab, mudari verb. But you have to remember, is it first person? Is it second person? Or is it third person? Naam. Wait a minute. Who did the last one? Okay, Sheikhana, are you with us? Are you with us?
Yeah.
Naam. Exercise number three. First sentence. We want present tense, mudari. Yadhabu is singular. Yadhabuna is plural. Dual is what?
Yadhaban.
Ahmadu wa Ibrahimu. Yadhabani. You say you have fee in your book? Oh, okay. Okay. So Ahmadu wa Ibrahimu wa alaykum salam yadhhabani ila al-maktabati kulla yawmin. Kulla yawmin. Naam, number two. Salahuddin. Naam, aina tadhhabani, second person, because yeah, right, you know a second person, waladani is dual, so aina tadhhabani ya waladan. Naam, what does this mean, aina tadhhabani ya waladan? Naam, where are you two going? Oh, boys. Number three, Ibrahim. Look at what we're talking about here. We're talking about third person, right? Remember, the third person, feminine. Singular is what? You say, huwa yadhhab wa hiya tadhhab. It's third person, but use ta, right? Naam. It's third person, but we're going to use yani ta, because the third person, feminine, singular, uses ta, not ya. Alright? Somebody help us. Huh? Tadhabani. Naam. Yani, the third person feminine dual is tadhabani. And the second person, masculine and feminine dual, are all tadhabani. Yani masculine and feminine dual, second person, masculine and feminine, is tadhabani. And feminine singular, third person, is tadhabani. All three of them are tadhabani. Same form. So the duals, some of them are overlapping. There's some overlapping here. Try to pay attention to this. Now, الطالبتان الجديدتان تذهبان إلى المصلى. What does it mean? Yep, the two new female students are going to the musalla, or they go to the musalla. Naam, they are going or they do go. Tadhabani. Okay, number four. Notice that at the end of the sentence you have ya and nida, right? So ya and nida tells you what? That which person is it?
Second person.
Naam, second person. So second person should be with ta, right? Tadhhabu, tadhhabina, tadhhabuna, the dual, tadhhabani. So the sentence should read what? Mata tadhhabani ila saydaliyati ya ukhtani. Meaning? When are you two going to the pharmacy, oh two sisters? Okay, exercise number four. تمرين الرابع. ضعف الفراغ في كل جملة من ما يأتي فعل الأمر اذهب بعد إسناده إلى الضمير المناسب. يعني same thing except the what? Put in empty spaces in each of the following sentences. The command form of the verb اذهب after connecting it to the appropriate pronoun. نعم. First one. Whose turn is it? Abdul Haq. Ya Akhawani. Fil Amra. Okay, look, if it was singular, right? It would be what? Idhab. Idhab. So what do you think the dual will be? Alif al-Muthanna, idhaba. Remember that the command form, right? The command form of a verb is always for second person. So we're not here, we're not even dealing with first person, we're not dealing with third, we're only dealing with second person. Alright? For the dual, the command form for masculine and feminine is the same. Okay, in singular it would be different, right? You say idhab, idhabi, huh? But for the dual, they're both the same. All right. So this sentence should read, Ya khawan, idhaba ila al masjid al ana. Meaning? Naam. Huh? Ah, go. It's a command. Go to the masjid now. Number two, Abu Bakr. Taib, he said, Ya bintani. Blank, ila mattabil mudirati. Do something to the, go to the maktab of the mudira, the female principal or headmistress. What's the verb form that should be here? Huh? Okay, you said idhabi, but it should be dual, idhaba, idhaba. Okay, because the command form for the dual is the same for masculine and feminine. Okay, so these exercises basically is trying to get us used to seeing the past tense verb form for dual and the present tense mudari verb form for dual and the command form fil amr for dual. That's basically what these three exercises, 2, 3, and 4, is dealing with. As far as exercise number five says, Amama kulli jumlatin min ma ya'ti fi'l mudari' marfu'un. Okay, so in front of every sentence from that which follows is a fi'l mudari' marfu'un. They're going to give you which fi'l mudari' in the marfu'un form they want you to use. Akmil bihi al-jumla ba'da taghyiri ma yalzam. So complete the sentence after changing whatever is necessary to change. And if there's no need to change, don't change anything unless it's necessary. If it's necessary, then change it. Okay, so complete the sentence using that fi'l mudari in the marfu' form. I mean, they're giving it to you in the marfu' form, but you may have to change it, okay? So if you have to change it, do the necessary changes. If you don't have to change it, then leave it as it is in marfu' form. If you have to change it to whatever you have to change it to, okay? Okay, so the question is, the general question for all of these sentences, ماذا يريد الطالبان الجديدان? And the answers are going to be different things. They want to do this, they want to do that, they want to do something else, right? The question is the same question for all of them. ماذا يريد الطالبان الجديدان? What is the question? Naam. What do the two new students want? What do they want? Okay? Remember, the verb that we're using is yadhabani. It's in the marfu form. Sometimes you may have to change it. If not, leave it as it is. Okay, whose turn is it?
Me.
Taib, faddal. Mahji. Naam. Type the verb form here should be what? Yuridani and should it be yadhaban? Yadhaba. Why is it yadhaba and not yadhabani? Because mansub bi n. It's mansub because of n. So when it is mansub, the sign that it's mansub is what? Hadf and noon. Hadf and noon. Because from the af'al khamsa. Hadf and noon. Naam. So what does the meaning of al mahji? The dorm. Dormitory. They want to go to the dormitory. Number two. Dormitory. Yani the big building where the students live all together. Naam. Salahuddin. Naam. Meaning?
They want to play, they want to play basketball.
The two of them want to play kuratu salla, yani basketball. Yuridani an yal'aba bihadhf an-noon, because it's mansub. An yal'aba kuratu sallati. Number three, Ibrahim. Naam, yuridani an yashraba al-qahwata. Yashraba is mansub because of n, the sign that is mansub is hadf an noon li'anna min al-af'al khamsa. Number four. Naam. نعم يريدان أن يسمع الأخبار. Meaning? سمع يسمع means what? To hear or listen. They want to hear the news. They want to listen to the news. الأخبار. Number five. عبد الحق. نعم يريدان أن يجلس أمام المدرس. Meaning? They want to sit in front of the teacher. That's unusual, right? Usually people want to sit in the back somewhere where they can't be seen, where they can hide, right? Maybe they won't get called on. MashaAllah. طيب, exercise number six. التمرين السادس. أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بضمير مناسب. أكمل كل جملة. Complete each of the sentences from what follows with an appropriate pronoun. Now, keep in mind here, right, that these pronouns are going to be the object of the verb. So these pronouns are going to be mansub, pronouns that in the accusative case is going to be the object of the verb, alright? So just try to keep in mind, remember that the pronouns, when they are nominative, you have, for example, huma and antuma. In the accusative case, you have huma and kuma. Kuma. Plural we're going to use, first person we're going to use plural forms. Alright? First sentence. Whose turn is it? Abu Bakr? I'm saying here that they want you to complete the sentences with the appropriate pronoun, right? But remember the pronouns of three types, right? They are nominative pronouns, accusative pronouns, and genitive pronouns. The nominative pronouns are for the third person, huma, for the second person, antuma. Dual, right? For the genitive case or the accusative case, we're going to have huma again and kuma. Kuma. And if it's in the accusative case, you're going to say kuma for second person, but huma remains the same. Alright? So the dual pronoun, if it's second person, here in the accusative case, if it's second person, it's kuma. If it's third person, it's huma. If it's first person, it's going to be plural. Na. Na. Araita at-tali. At-tali what?
Taliban.
At-talibaini. Why is it talibaini and not talibani? It's mansub. It's mafulun bi mansub. Naam. Ara'aita at-talibaini al-jadidaini. Naam. Ra'aituhuma. I saw the two of them. Third person pronoun dual huma. Ra'aituhuma. Naam. Number two. Sheikhana.
أقرأ
المستعين المجلتين نعم قرأتما
أقرأت هاتين المجلتين. What does that mean? Did you read? Have you read? Hataini al-Majallataini. These two magazines. Naam qara'tu. Naam qara'tu huma. Qara'tu huma. Number three. Salahuddin. Right, read it again, a little bit more carefully. Everybody pay attention. قال المدرس لحامد وصديقه. نعم. What does that mean? نعم, the teacher said to Hamid and his friend. One friend, Hamid and his one friend, teacher said to them what? Naam. What's the ending of al-bariha? Vowel ending. Al-barihati. Why is it al-barihati? Why is it al-barihata? Maful fihi. Zarf? الزمان ظرف الزمان. In the masjid, when did this action take place in the masjid? البارحة. That's مفعول فيه ظرف الزمان. قال مدرس لحامد وصديقه رأيتكما. Because he's talking to them, second person, right? Third person would be هما, but he's talking to them, so it's كما. رأيتكما, I saw the two of you في المسجد, in the masjid, البارحة, last night. Third person is huma, okay. They two. Second person is kuma, you two. Kuma. Naam. In the nominative case, it would be antuma. But here we're talking about what? The accusative case, mansub. The object of the verb, the maf'ulun bi. Ra'aytu kuma fil masjidi al-barihata. Number four. Is badal? No. Masjid. What's the Arab of masjid? Majroor. Bi harf ja. Fi. An balada. With fatha. An balad. You saying, you asking me, I'm asking you. No, majroor. Naam. You say an Abi Hurairata. An Abi Hurairata. An Aishata. That's mansub. Is that mansub? An Aishata?
No, no, just that she's a proper noun.
Proper noun. So it's majroor. But the sign is majroor is fatha because it's ممنوع من الصرف. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. Good. Okay. Read it again. المديرة. What's the ending of مديرة? Why is it المديرة? فاعل مرفوع ولامة رفعه ضمة. قالت المديرة لزينب. Good. ومريم. جيد. أريد أن أسأل منسوب. أسألكما عن بلد. What is the meaning of this sentence?
The female director said to Zainab and Maryam, I want that I ask you both about a country.
Naam. The female directress of the school, principal of the school, she said to Zainab and Maryam, I want to ask the two of you about a country. Okay. Naam? Oh, I'm sorry. There's a space there, right? There's a space there. I didn't even see the space, really. I'm almost blind. No, there's a space there. There's two spaces in this sentence here. It's two spaces. The rest of them only have one space. This one has two spaces. So that means you should put a pronoun on balad. What should the balad be? You don't have any space in yours? I do have a space here, but I didn't notice it. I didn't even see the space, really. I didn't see it. That you're right. It's a space. There's a space there because there's a dot, and the dot is far away from the last word. That means that's a space. It makes more sense anyway, right? It makes more sense with the pronoun. I know. That doesn't make a lot of sense, right? I would ask you about your country. Okay, so the ending of it should be Uridu an as'alakuma an baladikuma. An baladikuma. Jayid. That's good. Jazakallah khair, Salahuddin. That was very observant of you. Naam. Alhamdulillah. طيب تمرين السابع the seventh exercise أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية answer the following questions answer the following questions whose turn is it Okay, Abdul Haq. Yeah. Naam.
When did Ahmed and his brothers went out from the
Naam, when did Ahmed and his brother go out of the classroom? Mata kharaja Ahmadu wa akhuhu min al-fasli. When did they go out of the classroom? Okay, kharaja, the two of them went out, min al-fasli, ba'da al-darsi. Tayyib. Number two. Aba Bakr. Naam, mata zahabtuma ila makkata. What is the meaning of the question? Naam, when did you two go to Mecca? Answer it as you like. Naam, it's first person, right? He's asking them directly, so they're answering about themselves. So what's the first person dual? Zahaba for first person? Huh? Zahabna. There's no first person dual. We use the plural. Zahabna. Uh-huh. Naam. Zahabna ila makkata qabla usbu'in. Number three. ماذا شربت؟
شربت زينب وسعيد
وسعاد
وسعاد
نعم
السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله نعم ماذا شربت زينب وسعاد؟
ده
Yeah, what did they drink?
Yeah, what did they drink?
Naam. They drank milk.
Yes.
Or water. Or juice. But we need the verb form. Mada sharibat.
Mada sharibat.
So the answer would be what? In the dual form. What's the dual form for feminine? Third person. Sharibata. Sharibata what? Al-ma'a. Yes. Or al-haliba. Or al-asira. Or whatever. Naam. Number four. Salahuddin. Read it again. Darasa yadrusu. Darasa, naam. Darasa yadrusu. Fatta dhamma. Naam. Aina yadrusu Hamidun wa Khalidun. Naam. What's the meaning of this sentence?
Where does Hamid and Khalid study?
Naam. Where does Hamid and Khalid study? Naam. Yadrusani fi kulliyat al-Qur'an. Naam. Number five.
ماذا تغسل آمنت وأمها؟
نعم. ماذا تغسل آمنة وأمها؟
تغسلتا غرفتهما.
طيب we're talking about here. ماذا تغسل آمنة وأمها؟ Right? We're talking about third person. We're talking about somebody in the third person, right? But it's feminine. So the feminine singular would be what? Hiya tagsilu. The dual would be? Tagsilani. Tagsilani.
Tagsilani.
Huma. Naam. Huma tagsilani. غرفتهما وبيتهما or anything, whatever. Naam. Okay, moving right along. Page 217. التمرين الثامن. The eighth exercise. تأمل ما يلي. تأمل ما يلي. We have three columns here. On the right side, we have al-mudari, al-marfu', and then we have al-mudari, al-mansub, and then we have al-mudari, al-majzum. So notice how the verb changes from yadhhabani to len yadhhaba when it is mansub because of len, and lam yadhhaba when it is majzum. The same form for the mansub is the same form for the majzum. Alright, so you have, for example, the first one, the dual form for yadhhabani is what? Naam. If it becomes mansub, you say yadhhaba and majzum, the same thing. Then you have yadhhabuna, right? Yadhhabuna, len yadhhabu, and lam yadhhabu. Then you have tadhhabani, len tadhhaba, lam tadhhaba, and you have tadhhabuna, len tadhhabu, and lam tadhhabu, len and lam, yani mansub and majzum, and you have tadhhabina. Naam. Lan tadhhab bi and lan tadhhabi and lam tadhhabi. Naam. Alright, so these five forms, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, are the af'al al-khamsa. It says, هذه هي الأفعال الخمسة. Meaning the five verb forms that have noon at the end of them, and that noon indicates that it's marfu'un, and if it's deleted, indicates that it's mansub or majzoom. So they said, i'rab al-af'al al-khamsa. What is the i'rab of af'al al-khamsa? Turfa'u, yani it is marfu'un, when you have the noon present, bi thubut al-noon. Yani it is considered to be marfu'un when the noon is kept in place. وَتُنْسَبُ وَتُجْزَمُ بِحَذْفِ النُّونَ. And it is considered to be mansub and majzoom when the noon is deleted. طيب. Okay. Just to kind of put it in focus a little bit, keep in mind, right, that these five forms include what? They include the plurals. Hum yadhabuna, yani third person plural, masculine, and antum tadhabuna, second person, masculine plural. So they have the plurals, hum yadhabuna and antum tadhabuna. And the third one is the feminine, second person, singular. Anti tadhabina. These are the three that we had before. And now we have the duals, the two duals, yadhabani and tadhabani. That makes five. So we have two masculine plurals, and we have two duals, and we have one feminine, second person, singular. These are the five forms of the verb that have noon that's deleted when it's mansub or majzoom. So what are they? Five forms. What are they? Give me the original form of the verb, the five forms. You have what? First of all, keep in mind, you have two plurals, you have two duals, and you have a feminine, singular. So what are the two plurals? Yadhabuna and tadhabuna. Hum yadhabuna and antum tadhabuna. These two plurals. The one singular is what? Tadhabina. Anti. Feminine, second person, singular. Anti tadhabina. Okay, and then you have two duals. Yadhabani and tadhabani. Okay? So, you have two duals, two plurals, and one singular. Two duals, two plurals, and one singular. The two duals that we just took are huma yadhabani and antuma tadhabani. That's the two duals. The two plurals are hum, masculine plurals. Hum yadhabuna and antum tadhabuna. And the singular is the singular feminine second person, anti tadhabina, tajlisina, ta'ukulina. Just to kind of keep it in your mind, what are these five verb forms in the mubari where the noon indicates if it is present that it's marfu'un, and if it is deleted or omitted, it indicates that it's either mansub or majzoom. Taib? You still didn't get it? Okay, no problem. The two plural forms are the masculine, second, and third person plurals. Okay? The plural forms are what? You say, for example, Nahnu nadhabu. Second person, Antum tadhabuna. Antunna. تذهبنا هم يذهبون and هن يذهبنا. Okay, these are the plural forms, right? So out of these five, two of them have the noon that is deleted when it's mansub or when it's majzoom. Okay, those two are هم يذهبون and أنتم تذهبون. These are the two plural forms. Masculine, both of them are masculine. Okay, they have that noon. The feminine plural forms have noon and niswa. They are what? Mabniyun. They are mabniyun. So they don't come into play. They don't change. No matter if it's marfu'un, mansub, or majzoom, or mansub, or marfu'un. They don't change. So we're talking about the masculine plurals. Second person, antum tadhabuna, and third person, hum yadhabuna. That's the two plurals. The two duals are what we took in this lesson. Huma and antuma. Huma yadhabani. And antuma tadhabani. And the last one, the fifth one, is the feminine, second person, singular, anti tadhhabina. Okay, so again, we have one singular, two duals, and two plurals. Five forms, five verb forms in the mudari that has noon. When it is present, it indicates that the verb is marfu'un. And when it is omitted or deleted, it indicates that the verb is mansubun or majzum. Alhamdulillah. And it's about time for the adhan. And we'll stop here, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu.